This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Allah Loves. So this next quality is one that builds off of the last two qualities, and it's how it manifests itself in methodology and in your actual work ethic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan an yutqina." That Allah loves that when any one of you undertakes a task, that they do it right, that they do it with due diligence, that they give it its perfection. Now, let me compare itqan. This is the concept. The word is itqan, which means excellent work ethic or due diligence. Itqan to ihsan. Ihsan, which is excellence that we spoke about in the broader sense and in trying to always place higher standards on ourselves, refers to the motivation and refers to the drive that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Itqan refers to the higher work ethic. So not just the higher standard in motivation, but the higher standard in work ethic, which is a testimony to the higher standard of motivation as well. So if you have itqan, due diligence in your work ethic, and you're detail-oriented, that speaks to a superior sense of motivation as well. That speaks to a greater sense of ihsan as well. And this is especially true, you know, if you look at our Islamic history and you see the way that we have this incredible architecture, this incredible calligraphy, all of these things where there was great detail, paid attention to things. These were people that maintained that great detail in everything that they did. And so it carried over in a superior work ethic as well, which led to the advancement of so much. And I want us to really pay attention to this in regards to the work that we do, particularly when it's Islamic work, when it's service work. You know, too often we excuse bad work in the name of it being a good cause, right? So we say, you know what, I'm volunteering, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah, so it's okay if it's sloppy. I don't have to pay attention. You know, it's not like I'm getting paid for this. It's not like I'm at work and, you know, I got my boss who I got to worry about. Wait, who's paying you with Islamic work and who are you doing it for? It's greater than your boss and it's greater than any money that could be given to you, right? You do things with a superior work ethic because you have a superior motivation. So Allah loves to see that in the work that we do, whether it's secular or religious, that we pay attention to details, that we have a higher standard that we place on ourselves. And, you know, ihsan is usually spoken about in the capacity of worship. If you are worshiping Allah for Allah, then it better be distinguished worship. Likewise, if you are working for Allah, then it better be distinguished in regards to your work ethic as well. So paying attention to the details, making sure that we do things right, bringing the spirit of ihsan and the ethic, the work ethic of itqan, merging those two things together, excellence and higher standard in motivation with a higher standard in the work that we do as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant those two things to us so that it shows both in our drive and in the result of that drive, that it shows both in our worship and in our work. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us beloved to Him and to allow this to be a testimony for us on the Day of Judgment. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.